The theme, then, is the development and the decline of the Kiowa culture.
Yes.
You also point out in the book that change didn't happen to the Kiowas. They changed themselves. You have a comment on that?
Well, yeah, I think change is in the order of things. You know, it can be very dramatic and can be a story in itself. How do you change? I could talk for a long time about how the Kiowas came out of there, what I somewhere called the cellular memory of misfortune or hopelessness, the cellular memory of hopelessness. About the turn of the century, the Kiowas were defeated, depressed, hopeless. The death rate had begun to exceed the birth rate. Things couldn't have been worse, but they changed. They brought about their own survival. That's a big story. It's not only the Kiowa story, of course, it's the Indian story.
And the way to Rainy Mountain concludes.
But indeed, the golden age of the Kiowas had been short-lived, 90 or 100 years, say, from about 1740. The culture would persist for a while in decline until about 1875, and then it would be gone, and there would be very little material evidence that it had ever been.
When you read your work like that, you probably haven't read this for some time.
No, I haven't. You're right.
And so is it almost like you're reading somebody else's work?
Yeah.
And you can't imagine where your mind was that brought you to those words.
You write a book and then you put it behind you, and people ask you questions about it, and you sometimes have a hard time remembering. It's funny how that happens. And I have fun with it sometimes. People come up and say, Dr. Momaday, here in the names on page 142, you wrote this, and did you mean to be ironic, or is this a symbol? You know, I think about it for a moment. I say, of course. How can you doubt it? You know? And they know the passage better than I do.
Well, in the names, an autobiography, explain the title.
Well, names and naming is so important in Indian tradition. Names are like flags, coats of arms, identities. People have to live up to their names. And that can sometimes be a very strong challenge. To name something is to confer being on it. So if you think about it in that sense, you see how important the name-giving ceremony is.
A major theme of the book would be development of your Indianness, or what it consists of, and what ways you're part of the Indian heritage.
Mm-hmm. My Indian name is Tsoai Tali, Rock Tree Boy. There is a story about Devil's Tower, Wyoming, which the Kiowas called Tsoai, Rock Tree. I was taken there when I was an infant, and it's a very important sacred place to the Kiowas. So when I returned to Oklahoma with my parents, a man in the tribe came and gave me the name Rock Tree Boy to commemorate my having been taken to this place. The story about Tsoai involves a boy who turns into a bear, and I have always identified with that boy, and I have bear power. So it's very important to me.
When you say you have bear power, what does that mean?
I identify with the bear. I have ties with the bear. The bear is somehow in my disposition, in my makeup. It's the most important totem in my life. And that's not unusual for Indian people. But the story of the bear and the boy who turns into a bear is very meaningful to me.
This is actually what you said when you were a child in grade school and a teacher asked you about being Indian.
Oh, I feel so dumb I can't answer all these questions. I don't know how to be a Kiowa Indian. My grandmother lives in a house. It's like your house, Ms. Marshall, only it doesn't have lights and light switches and the toilet is outside. But that isn't what makes it Indian. It's my grandma, the way she is and looks at her hair. Braids to the clothes somehow. Well, I don't know why it's an Indian house, because there are pictures of Indians on the walls, photographs of people with long braids and particular dress, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stream of consciousness section in the names.
In The Way to Rainy Mountain, I was struck where you wrote, "Before there were horses, the Kiowas had need of dogs." That was a long time ago when dogs could talk. And it jumped out at me that in your inaugural poem for Governor Henry, you used that, "when dogs could talk."
That's a fairly common expression in Kiowa, used to indicate something that is far back in time. This happened a long time ago when dogs could talk. I picked up on it because I like the notion of dogs talking. I like that expression.
And you're right, there were always dogs about my grandmother's house.
Yeah. Dogs are primordial. They go back as far as anyone knows. We do know that when the people were crossing the Bering Strait, they had dogs, beasts of burden. So the relationship between man and dog goes way back.
Did you become, because of that, a dog lover yourself?
Yes, probably because of that, yes.
Because we have a little one that's walking around sniffing at our feet right now. Chihuahua, I guess it is.
It is, yeah. It's Consuelo's dog. He thinks he's a miniature Doberman.